The Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 13th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. The EPA this week banned a toxic chemical commonly used in dry cleaning and other consumer products.
Trichloroethylene and perchloroethylene have been used for decades and are known to affect the liver, brain, kidney, and immune and nervous systems. Research shows dry cleaning and laundry workers are at increased risk from dying of cancer. Jennifer Orm-Zavaleta is a scientist, formerly with the EPA Office of Research and Development. She says businesses will be required to use alternatives and employees will be safer at work, adding that the changes also impact surrounding communities.
So if you happen to live near a dry cleaning facility, you know, there would be the potential for the ground to be contaminated and for these chemicals to get into the water supply.
California has been ahead of the curve. In 2007, the state banned installations of new perchloroethylene dry cleaning machines, required existing ones be shut down by 2010, and required a complete ban of use of the chemical by 2023. Nadia Ramlagan reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Next, from ABC News, the Pentagon shut down a congressman's claim that an Iranian mothership is behind large drones spotted over New Jersey in recent weeks, while officials in the state are demanding a stronger federal response and transparency. ABC reports since mid-November, large drones of uncertain origin have been repeatedly spotted in the sky at night over central and northern New Jersey, including near a military installation. State and local officials convened a closed-door meeting with representatives of the Department of Homeland Security to address the matter, according to several officials in attendance. Next up, lawmakers in Annapolis plan to introduce a bill that will require a special election if a lawmaker is appointed to a seat in the first half of their term.
Maryland's constitution requires the political party committee in the district the former lawmaker represented to pick a replacement to fill the seat. That recommendation is then sent to the governor, who usually approves the person. Delegate Linda Foley, the sponsor of the bill, says voters are sometimes represented by an appointed lawmaker for as long as 4 years.
You end up with a rather large percentage of the General Assembly then being appointed and not elected and not facing the voters. This has been an ongoing debate about whether this is a democratic way to replace people.
Nearly 25% of state legislators in Maryland, including Foley, started in the legislature by political appointment rather than an election. I'm Simone Perez.
Next, from CNN, presidents don't ordinarily pick the director of Voice of America, an international news broadcaster funded by the U.S. government, but President-elect Trump says he wants his ally, Carrie Lake, to take over VOA. This is Public News Service. A massive carbon capture project proposed for the Midwest has another permit under its belt after Minnesota regulators gave their approval Thursday.
The Public Utilities Commission signed off on a permit requested by Summit Carbon Solutions for a 28-mile route of underground pipelines in northwestern Minnesota. They would be part of a multi-state maze of pipes capturing emissions from ethanol plants for underground storage in North Dakota. Abigail Henchek, speaking for the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy and Sierra Club, urged for a no vote, noting they're skeptical of the climate benefits being touted.
We have serious concerns that these broader emissions outweigh the amount of carbon that's captured and sequestered here.
Despite the approval, MCEA says it's glad the commission added provisions the organization feels will provide protections if the project becomes operational. I'm Mike Moen.
And rising grocery prices and the end of the pandemic-era benefits have left many Virginia families struggling to make ends meet.
A recent No Kid Hungry Virginia poll highlights the growing crisis. 78% of respondents say groceries have become more challenging to afford over the past year, and 77% of families are just one unexpected expense away from hunger. Cassie Edner, a public benefits attorney with the Virginia Poverty Law Center, says she's not surprised by the poll results.
The cost of food over the last how many years have been, you know, significantly increasing, along with the cost of other things, rent, mortgages, things like that. And And unfortunately, it makes sense that people are not able to afford their, you know, most basic necessities like food.
Virginia's low-income families saw significant relief during the pandemic from programs like the expanded federal child tax credit, which, according to the Food Research and Action Center, reduced hunger among children by nearly one-third. However, with the expiration of those emergency measures, many families are once again vulnerable. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Finally, our Brett Pivito lets us know, with unionization on an upswing of late, experts anticipate policy changes will reverse worker gains.
On Wednesday, the Senate failed to confirm the reappointment of NLRB Chair Lauren McFerrin, setting up the Trump administration to appoint a new majority. Rutgers University Labor Studies Professor Dr. Todd Vachon says recent pro-worker policies are threatened.
I'm going to anticipate almost all of these decisions in the past 3 years being reversed under the Trump board. We could be surprised, but I anticipate them all to be reversed because that's been the historical trend. And that's not just a Trump thing. That's always kind of been a Democrat-Republican thing.
There were 316 union elections in California in 2023, double the number held in 2020.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our content and our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.